None of that fury was in his voice. He was so good at self-control. You threatened the entire universe. I swore at him in every language I could think of. That wasn't much. Cinemite, a few epithets in Old Maro, which were all I knew of the language, and a bit of gutter Kenti that Rue had taught me. When I finished, I was slurring again, on the brink of passing out. With an effort of will, I fought it off. To the hells with the universe, I finished. You didn't give a damn about the universe when you started the God's War. You didn't give a damn about anything, including yourself. I managed to make a vague gesture with one hand. You want to kill me? Earn it. Help me get free of this place. Then, my life is yours. He went very still. Yes, I thought that would get his attention. A bargain. You understand that, don't you? An orderly, fair thing, so you should respect it. You help me, I help you. Help you escape. Yes, damn you. My voice echoed from the walls. There were guards outside, I remembered belatedly. I lowered my voice and went on. Help me get away from this place and stop these people. If I kill you, they will have no more of your blood. Such sweet words my shiny spoke. I laughed again and felt his consternation. They'll still have Date, I said when the laughter had run out. I was tiring again, sleepy. Not yet, though. If I didn't make this bargain with Shiny first, I would never wake up. With just Date's blood, they killed Rola. With his power, they've captured others. 4 times, Shiny. 4 times they've taken my blood. How many more of your children have they poisoned with it? I heard the pause of his breath. That one had struck home. Oh, yes. I had found his weakness at last, the chink in his apathy. Diminished and reviled and cold-blooded as he was, he still loved his family. So I readied my next lunge, knowing this one would cut even deeper. Maybe they'll even use my blood to kill Nahadoth. Impossible, Shiny said, but I knew him. That was fear in his voice. Nahadoth could crush this world before Date blinks. Not if he's distracted. My eyes drifted shut while I said it. I could not open them, no matter how hard I tried. They're killing the godlings to lure him here, to the mortal realm. Date kills them, eats them. Madding's blood, running dark rivers down Date's chin as he bit into the heart like an apple. I gagged and fought the image back. Takes their magic, I don't know how. How he... I swallowed, focused. The Night Lord. I don't know how Date plans to do it. An arrow in the back, maybe? Who the hells knows if it'll work? But do you want him to try? If there's even a chance he could... succeed. Too much. Too much. I needed rest, and for no one to try and kill me for a while. Would Shiny let me have that? One way to find out, I decided, and passed out. I surfaced a little, bobbing beneath the threshold of consciousness. Daytime warmth. More voices. Infection, said one. Male. Nice, old, gravelly voice like Voroy's. Oh, how I missed him. More murmured words, soothing. Something about seizure, blood loss, apothecary. Necessary. There are signs. Saruman. She had come to see me before, I remembered. Wasn't that sweet? She cared. Must move quickly. The gravelly voice rose and bobbed and dipped enough for me to hear one word, emphasized. Die. A long sigh from Saruman. We'll pause for a day or two then. More murmurs. Confusing. I was tired. I slept again. Night again. The room felt cooler. I opened my eyes and heard a harsh, ragged panting from the cot nearby. Shiny. His breath bubbled and wheezed strangely. I listened to it for a while, but then his breathing slowed. Caught once, resumed, ceased again, stayed silent. The room smelled of fresh blood again. Had they taken more from me? But I felt better, not worse. I fell asleep again before Shiny could resurrect and tell me what the lights had done to him. Later. Still night, but deeper into it. I opened my eyes as brightness flared against them. I glanced over to see Shiny. He lay on the cot, curled on his side, still shimmering from his return to life.